the abduction of Nancy Guthrie. We're now into day 9 of this story, unfortunately, and those abductors have given this afternoon as a deadline for the ransom dollars that they want in Bitcoin to get Nancy back, and they're stating it could be a result, if it's not met, a loss in life. Joining us live right now, President CEO Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, and we've used his insight on this story in the last week. Tim, as you've seen this whole story involved, and you've been involved in abduction cases like this through your professional career, we're 9 days into this, a deadline this afternoon. Talk about how you're looking at this story.
Yeah, Ray, let me just point out a couple major things. First, if the abductors wanted to kill Nancy because it was revenge or they were psychotic or whatever, if they're going to kill somebody, they're going to kill them in their house and leave them there. So number one, this is an abduction, a higher rate of it being an abduction. It did not take place to cause death to anybody. Excuse me. Secondly, the feds, the sheriff department, the local police, they are very limited in what they should release, can release, and they got to be very careful that they don't release certain details that would endanger Nancy Guthrie. And also, those unknown facts are crucial to the communication and verifying with the abductors that they actually really have Nancy Guthrie. And the abductors must keep Nancy alive if they want to continue to negotiate and still in progress and get their money. And there's no doubt probably that someone who worked at the house, who visited the house, who knew of Nancy living there was probably involved in providing information for this to take place. Now, last, I'm not sure, but I watched how the family responded, and I believe from past experience potentially that there were key words that the family said in the TV tapings in response to the ransom. There were key words I think the abductors told them to include in their response to verify and confirm that they're on the same page and they're willing to pay the ransom besides saying it. So I believe she's still alive. I believe, though, something has to happen today or the next day or so, or we're going to see a very change in what's happening.
Okay, so Tim, I couldn't wait to talk to you this morning because there's a couple things hanging out there that I wanted to ask you because you are the expert. I'm just the radio guy that likes to ask questions. But so far of what we know, there's been no, at least to my knowledge, proof of life that Nancy is still alive. Or are you telling me that maybe the law enforcement haven't released that part of it yet? Because I know the Guthrie family has been pleading to hear that their mother is still alive. And am I right in that? And if so, is that concerning to you?
Well, I think once again, we're not provided a lot of information. And I'm hoping and thinking that more communication clues took place, such as, you know, and a lot of times in these cases, there could be communication with the abductors and saying, hey, we need proof that my mom's alive. You know, it can't just be a photo because of artificial intelligence and all those kind of things. You know, ask her, where was the last vacation we went on? What was the color of her pajamas, her robe that she had on the night you abducted her? So a lot of times that kind of conversation goes on, and it's never revealed to the public or to the press. So they would use those types of questions. And the fact that the family has said They're willing to move forward. They're willing to pay. They want their mom back so that they can celebrate. I think there's at least a decent chance that there's been more communication than has been revealed.
Okay. Tim Demoff is with us again. He's the CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. The other question that I had circled to ask you today, and you kind of answered it a little bit. I wanted some more detail. You said maybe someone who had knowledge of the house, worked on the house, may be involved in that. And then I saw over the weekend, you know, there was some roofing done to her house, maybe something there. To your knowledge, and of course we don't know, do you think those tentacles have been investigated with those possible people that might be involved? Do they leave no stone unturned?
One of the first things that happens in an abduction is immediately interviewing all family members and finding out where they were when this took place. Family members are targeted first. Secondly, anybody and everybody that works there on a regular, semi-regular, part-time basis, who has been there in the last year doing repairs, doing, cutting the lawn, delivering flowers, they do a massive in-depth of anybody and everybody that's stepped foot in or around that house.
Tim Demoff is with us this morning on WAKR. Tim, you have always told me the first 72 hours in an abduction is critical to saving the life of that person that was abducted. You said a couple of minutes ago you think that Nancy is alive, and we're obviously past the 72 hours. What evidence have you seen or heard that tends for you to believe that she's still alive?
Well, in a lot of cases, it's true. After a couple days, the odds go down. In this case, if there has been communication of any sort between the abductors, law enforcement, and the family, if that communication is accurate and true, that's what makes me believe we're still got Nancy alive here. And what about the information we don't know, and what about the communication we don't know about? That makes me have somewhat of a positive that there's still a good chance. But once again, I do not believe this can go on forever. The abductors are going to get nervous, and they're going to want an ending to it one way or another.
Well, we're going to know a little bit more about this a little bit later on this afternoon, as the abductors have given later on this afternoon a deadline. Tim, thank you for joining me and the great insight, man, and I'll stay in contact, and maybe we'll do this again tomorrow to see how everything goes in this story later on today. Thanks, Tim, for the insight, my friend.
Thank you, and our prayers go out to the family. Thank you.